Thinking now about the ceremony, how do you feel about it?
I don't feel we were a conquered nation celebrating. No, it was... I can't say that I felt proud to be Welsh. I don't know really. I don't really know what to think of it. I mean, I'm no great fan of the Prince of Wales, you know, as an individual, but for what he represents, it was a bit superfluous, really. I don't think we really needed it, you know, quite frankly, I suppose. I failed to get excited about it. Whether we needed it, I don't know. But we do like a bit of pageantry, don't we, in the United Kingdom, you know. And the English are so good at it, you know. And let's be perfectly blunt, you know. Everybody's looking forward, well, most people, you know, to the forthcoming wedding, you know. They are, you know, I mean, they're soppy about it, you know. And this is the media, I guess, isn't it, you know. A classic, I think, with the media was the late Princess Diana. I think it was on the Saturday, the Western Mail, they were carrying an article that wasn't very complimentary about her. And I think she was killed on the Sunday. And when they were interviewing people, there was one chap who sort of wasn't very pro-Princess Diana, and they seemed to switch him off straight away. And then the media seemed to sort of see her as a heroine, you know. So the media can be very influential, can't they? Extremely. I mean, in the end, they could bring down the monarchy, they could bring down individuals. But by the way, they report matters. Very powerful tool.